This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. The shady garden always seems to be the toughest for finding color-poppin' circumstance. Enter the caladium. The name Frida Hempel doesn't sound like it would bring delight to the dark corners of your garden, but let me tell you, this caladium is jazzed up with big, gorgeous red leaves ringed in green. Fanny Munson adds bright pink with crimson veins, and White Christmas? It's just what you think it would be, brilliant white ribbed with green. I'll have pictures of these caladiums up on gardenbite.com. Caladiums like moist, not soggy soil with a pH of about 6. Soil temperature should be around 70 degrees at planting time, and the warmer the air temperature, the faster they'll start growing. Give them filtered sun to partial shade and well-drained, warm soil. I planted mine too early one year and wound up with rotted bulbs. Plant your tubers knobby side up, about 2 inches deep and 8 to 10 inches apart, depending on the mature size. Mulch with a couple of inches of organic matter like shredded leaves, compost, shredded bark. This will help conserve moisture. However, don't let the bulbs sit in soggy soil. There are a lot more cultivars out there. A Google search will show off some stunners. If you order bulbs, do a little search on the company. Check out their return policy. If those bulbs come with any mushy parts or are dried out, send them back. A cousin to caladiums is elephant ears. Those enormous leaves are beautiful backdrops to colorful caladiums. I'll have all this information and pictures on gardenbite.com. Back by popular demand, Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Supreme Gardener's Mix. This 100% composted manure blend is ready to use and perfect for your vegetables, annuals, and perennials. With a neutral pH and a slow-release fertilizer, all you do is add water and the plants. Supreme Gardener's Mix from Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.